This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Two different surveys of the COVID-19 pandemic offer grim and sobering analyses. One says the widely accepted COVID-19 global death toll of 5 million is likely underestimated and was probably reached much earlier than November 1st when the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center announced the figure. The other offers up a harsh statistical analysis of the pandemic, including the fact that 50 million people are being infected with the virus every 90 days. Reuters puts its analysis into perspective with a reminder that it took almost a year to record the first 50 million COVID-19 cases. The current high rate is due to the highly transmissible Delta variant. On Monday, Germany reported its highest daily number of cases since the pandemic began. Security researchers say spyware from the notorious Israeli hacker-for-hire company, NSO Group, was detected on the cell phones of six Palestinian human rights activists. Half are affiliated with groups that Israel's defense minister controversially claimed last month were involved in terrorism. Ubay Abudi, the director of the Bizan Center for Research and Development. He said, after we knew about this issue, my wife could not sleep for 3 nights because she was deeply worried, not knowing what they have hacked into in terms of our private lives as a family and also photos of our children. Each one of us has started thinking about our privacy when talking with our relatives and friends. This emphasizes that under this oppressive occupation spreading racism, there are no rights for us as Palestinians. Monday's revelation marks the first known instance of Palestinian activists being targeted by the military-grade Pegasus spyware. Its use against journalists, rights activists, and political dissidents has been documented since 2015. This is VOA News. Healthcare workers in Kosovo's capital on Monday protested for higher salaries, throwing down their medical coats in front of government's headquarters and demanding a law on pay raises to be approved. Doctors in Kosovo are paid between 250 to 600 euros a month, and that's $280 to $674. The country's average salary is 466 euros. Besfert Dabikai, a doctor in Pristina, said 80% of doctors from his generation had migrated to Germany and Switzerland because of better paying jobs.
Look, I can say an estimate for my colleague that I born here in Pristina, because I'm the doctor from Pristina, and especially the doctors from Pristina have the more difficulties in the employment. We don't have the hospital of Pristina, and the countryside have more opportunities to get employed here in Kosovo.
Representatives of the Health Trade Union Federation warned the government that healthcare workers would go on strike unless they approved a pay raise from January 2022. The failed assassination attempt against Iraq's prime minister at his residence on Sunday has ratcheted up tensions following last month's parliamentary elections in which the Iran-backed militias were the biggest losers. Helicopters circled in the Baghdad skies throughout the day while troops and patrols deployed around Baghdad and near the capital's fortified green zone. Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi suffered a slight cut and appeared in a television speech soon after the attack by armed drones on his residence. The Pope has expressed his concern over the escalating situation in Ethiopia. Karen Chamas has this from Associated Press.
Francis has decried the recent situation in Ethiopia and has pressed for dialogue over war. The pontiff told his weekly audience at St. Peter's Square that he was worried about the country, which has been shaken by a conflict for over a year. The war in Ethiopia's North Tigray region has killed thousands of people. Millions more have been displaced, leaving many struggling with severe hunger. The UN Security Council has called an end to the fighting. It has also requested access to areas of the country for humanitarian aid to tackle the hunger crisis. I'm Karen Chamas.
Palestinians have slammed Israel for rejecting the promised reopening of the U.S. consulate in Jerusalem. Palestinian foreign ministry said yesterday that Israel, as an occupying power, could not veto the U.S. decision. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA.